And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Today, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
No fear, no fear, no fear, no fear, no fear, no fear here and declare your independence. I'm here in Ernest Hancock here in Phoenix, Arizona, hey, from the BEA Utiful Studios of Freedoms of the Nest, freedomsphoenix.com, James Bovard. You know, it's always great to have James on. He's going to explain it to us. James Bovard, Jim Bovard.com, BOVARD.com, JimBovard.com. You listen to him, you go check out all his books and buy them because they're awesome. Things like Public Policy Hooligan in 12, Attention Deficit Democracy in 06, The Bush Betrayal 04, and Lost Rights, The Destruction of American Liberty in 94. There's some others in there too. You know, this is Wall Street Journal called the Bovard the roving inspector general of the modern state. Well, that's what we're going to have him do for us and help us, rove around. This, you know, he's going to have comments on. I want to talk to him about, his latest articles, WikiLeaks. Julian Assange deserves a Medal of Freedom, not indictment. You know, bashing Woodrow Wilson and World War One. He was on Scott Horton show doing that, so you can go listen to that. That'd be awesome. My Waco brawl with Fox News, Bill O'Reilly. I mean, so he's got some O'Reilly experience. Good morning, James. How are you?
To be on with somebody mellow.
I'm sorry, I had to push the button. What?
I said it's always fun to be on with someone who's so mellow.
Mellow. Yeah, your coffee maker's out, and so you can't keep up, man. I'm bulletproofing all over the place. Okay.
I've never been able to keep up with you, but that's okay.
Well, you can blaze by me on this Trump thing, because I'm waiting for the movie.
Oh,
so tell me what's up. First 100. When is 100 days up anyway?
Sometime in the next 7 or 8 days. But personally, so far I've been really surprised because I was expecting him to govern like Thomas Jefferson.
What? Yeah. Right.
Right. All right. Well. Okay. It's always fun to see if the radio host gets the humor, and we'll kind of get a medium grade on that.
That's one thing that he never advocates. He doesn't say the word freedom or liberty or civil rights or individual rights or human rights, or that there's no acknowledgement of the supremacy of the individual to be their own property, kind of thing. It's just how I'm going to rule you and make the deal and art of the deal of can I rule you some more. And once that became obvious and the deep state, explained it to him, I'm just like, and never mind.
Yeah, well, he certainly does not use the rhetoric that Ronald Reagan used. Much of the Reagan rhetoric was great. I mean, his record in office wasn't as good, but Trump's a mixed bag. I mean, I'm mortified by a lot of his foreign policy. This idiotic missile strike in Syria. A friend of mine, Phil Giraldi's got a really good story on that today in the American Conservative website on how it's basically BS. The saber rattling with Russia, I mean, what the hell is this? Hillary Clinton, I thought she lost. There's a lot of other dumb things that they're doing. His trade stuff is, the softwood lumber deal in Canada, some of the other stuff they're doing. It's just like, trade is a net positive. So there's a lot of things. Flip side is, some of his people are trying to do some good things. They're trying to make EPA a little bit less crazy. His budget proposal actually suggested abolishing dozens of federal agencies, which was great. It's too bad he wants to spend the savings on the Pentagon, but, you know, nobody's perfect.
What's the big good?
Ernie, you sound like you're in pain.
I've been through this before. I mean, haven't you been through this? There's the promise and, you know, it's the old joke. It goes, you go down to hell and they're all partying and everything. And you're going, yeah, I want to do that, you know. And, you know, they're being too boring in heaven. Yeah, you know, okay, yeah, sign me up. And then, you know, they're all standing. You know, what was the joke? They were standing ankle deep in crap, and then they had to, that was just a coffee break. They had to turn over or go upside down or something. I mean, it was just some weird. We were campaigning then. Now we're elected. You know, you selected us or something. That's how I feel with this Washington thing. Whatever they promise me, it doesn't matter because they're not going to do it anyway. You know, as Horton's Law, everything that they promised they were going to do and the good stuff they don't do and the bad stuff they all do. So my law is if you don't pay attention, you know, if you don't care and you just be independent of the state, you just try to extract yourself, you get less and less dependent, you can maybe have a chance of being independent. And I'm just, so it's a mindset. I'm freeing myself between the ears thing. I know where they're going. They want total. I was just doing in the first hour on my phone took a dump. We had a Bitcoin arrest here. Okay. One of the guys, you know, they kind of, you know, the money laundering of selling that somebody might buy drugs with it kind of thing.
Sure.
And so they, you know, every agency, Treasury, FBI, and then they charge them with, you know, illegal possession of ammunition. I mean, you know, I'm like, you know,
that's
so
a crime in Arizona.
If you're a convicted felon from a decade and a half ago of throwing a flashlight at a cop.
well, you know, it's important to have law and order, but that's, you know, I didn't know it was a felony to throw a flashlight at a cop, so it must have been a big flashlight.
Oh, yeah, no, it's a felony. You know what that says to me? He disrespected me, and this boy needs to be taught a year and a half in prison lesson. That's what that was.
That's a long lesson, but, you know, I can understand why you would feel that way. I think it's helpful for people to pay some attention.
Okay, that's why you're on, man. Tell me, what is it that I'm supposed to pay attention to that we know now, almost 100 days later, that I didn't already know a year ago?
Well, there are, you know, Matt Welch has got a good story in Reason. I think it's up today or a day or two ago. It talks about some of the regulations that the Trump people are trying to torpedo. Trump is moving against the idiotic wetlands policy that Obama pushed to try to basically commandeer control over 20 million acres of land that weren't really wet. There's some other stuff he's pushed back on the...
Okay. Right there. So the audience understands. In the last weekday, something of the Obama administration, right? You know, this is something he, you know, flipped the switch in when?
This is something which he was pushing on for the last couple years of his second term. And there was a lot of other BS that he tried to shovel in his final 3 months after he lost. After Hillary Clinton lost, they basically opened the floodgates. I think they were having like 500 pages per day of the Federal Register of new notices.
Yeah, see,
proposal.
This is my point. It's a last-minute stuff, and all the big, giant, you know, great, and he's there for 100 days, and he kind of sort of almost talked about might turn back a little bit of what they did at the very end, and that's it? That's it?
Ernie, as I was saying, the thing on wetlands goes back several years.
No, I know, but they've been yakking about this, hell, my entire adult life. You know, this has been, you know, the EPA coming in and his big, great Save America EPA. Is he kind of sort of maybe almost someday is going to undo what they did in the last month of the Obama administration? And I'm going, whoa, there's a big, giant leap forward for freedom. Feel me? James is going to defend Trump when we come back.
Oh, great.
In just a little
bit.
Right. We'll be right back.
When it comes to investing in precious metals, you need a source you can trust who offers you choices and empowers you to maximize your wealth. That's where Roberts & Roberts Brokerage can help. Roberts & Roberts is a trusted name in precious metals. Since 1977, Roberts & Roberts has been providing you with the finest gold and silver bullion, coins, rounds, and bars at genuine and honest prices. They make it easy to invest in precious metals and work with you to suit your investment needs. In addition to offering gold and silver for sale for U.S. dollars, Roberts & Roberts Brokerage is now accepting Bitcoin in exchange for their quality precious metals products. To speak with a professional from Roberts & Roberts about investing in precious metals, call toll-free 800-874-9760. Write this number down, 800-874-9760. Visit Roberts & Roberts online at rrbi.co. That's rrbi.co. On behalf of Roberts & Roberts, here's hoping your day is as good as gold.
Yeah, that gets you on the edge of the seat. I want to hear all this Trump defending when you come back.
Jesus Christ.
You walked into it. Holy crap.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you can defend yourself when you come back. Because I'm like, yeah. I tell you, think about it. Every Thursday, we would do at least 3 to 5, 6 hours. It was just all Trump. We would follow through everything. Every little tweet and all the crap and the update of that week and clips from the O'Reilly show and Hannity. Oh, yeah, we got to get your O'Reilly thing. And, so I'm going, I get it. He's going to get whatever he wants. Well, what does he want? I don't know, but he already got it, whatever it is. That was my thing. And I'm going, the other thing is that I need to know the definition of America and great. Make America great again. Okay, what's America? America Inc., America Empire, America People, America Culture, America, what? What are you talking? Great, what's that? Is that, everybody's, working, everybody's gets the combat infantry badge of the invasion of we have thermonuclear, we win or something? I mean, what does great mean? How many people you can bomb? How many missiles you use? Obviously, how many tomahawks and how many drone strikes? So I'm going, until I know what American great means, I don't even know what the hell he's going to do. So I don't trust any of them. So then what happens? Here comes Kushner. He's in the White House, and once removed, him and his brother got $259 million investment to their venture capitalist real estate thing from Soros. And I go, I already know. I don't need to know anymore. Did you hear about that one?
I've heard bits and pieces. I mean, this is not something which I'm following super closely. So
I mean, you just put, Kushner, Soros, Cadre, C-A-D-R-E.
Okay. No, I'm happy to clarify. I'm absolutely not saying people should trust Trump.
No, I know.
This is not my view at all.
I care.
Okay, fine. You're just doing radio. You're just trying to stir up some controversy.
I just want to piss you off. All right, here we go.
Satellite costs with the chip in on the right side of the page at lrn.fm.
To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800. 602-264-2800. And now, Ernest Hancock.
Okay, it's a big build-up. Mr. Lost writes, James Bovard is going to defend himself and his gushing support of Trump administration. It's different this time. It's Bush, Clinton, Bush, Obama now. All right, do it, man. Tell me all the great stuff about the Trump administration, what we got to look forward to.
Ernie, it's like you had way too much caffeine this morning.
I know. And you are at a disadvantage because your coffee machine's out.
That is true. I'm just kind of like, it's like I'm living back in the hills. The point I'm making, Trump has done a lot of stuff that infuriated me. The missile strike on Syria, I think it was completely bogus. It sounded like his daughter got upset at the photos of the children that were killed. And, U.S. government acted like a lynch mob. Okay, somebody got killed, so U.S. government has a right to go in there and kill somebody in retaliation. We don't, you know, we didn't know who did it. I mean, but, you know, that's a technicality. I mean, part of what's fascinating in a very ugly way is to see how the media turned on Trump after he started bombing people. You know, he did the bombing in Syria. He had the big bomb in Afghanistan. And all of a sudden, you got the Northeast Quarter, Washington, New York media to say, ah, now he's presidential. He's killing foreigners, so now, you know, maybe he's not so bad after all.
I know. It was amazing.
And it's fascinating to see that the media has learned nothing since George W. Bush and the Iraq War, because it was the same type of infantile, lusting for foreign blood, which helped George Bush drag the nation into war on false pretenses and put a halo over Bush's head for far too long.
Here's a good one. I went to dinner with, I don't want to say who because it'd make him look bad, but his initials were Mark Victor. Anyway, so we were at dinner, and he was like, I don't know, man, this North Korea thing, you know, they, you know, threatening, kind of doing, we got to go get some. And I'm going, you know, I don't trust these guys. And you know, the Syria, the gas attack, that's how they almost got us into Syria during Obama.
August 2013, yep.
Yeah, it was the same thing. I mean, they're not even creative, you know? So,
well, they don't need to be creative, do they? Because you have the vast majority of the media just saying, oh, my God, chemical weapons. And
I'm going to call you back. I'll call you back. Whoa, what the heck was that?
Jimi Hendrix, alive and well.
You know, let's see. No, it's us. Yeah, I'm going to reconnect the network because... Oh, it's going to have to reboot the computer. All right, so we got to reboot. Call him and get him back. Is it dial tone? Yeah, just call him and get him back on. Bum, 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 bum. I got one button that I can reset. Okay, let's see. Boom, connect. Boom, connect. And boom, we're back up. I got you there, James?
Yep, sure enough.
What the heck was that? What were we talking about? The NSA so rudely interrupted. Okay,
that's true. We were we were talking about the media and how the media has been so craven as far as when any president kills foreigners, it makes them proud to be Americans, and they wave the flag and all that stuff, and they basically urge people to rally around the chief. Even they don't have. It was fascinating to see that the news coverage of the media of the allegations in Syria about a sarin attack, because there wasn't clear evidence that anybody specific had done it. There was a very strong motive for the Assad regime not to do it. But you had the White House and some top government officials make these allegations, and all of a sudden it was the case was settled. It's just like to see people so gullible, and I would bet there were vast numbers of Americans in the so-called flyover states that had far better instincts on this. And we're not so craven, but, you know, this is opportunism. I mean, this is some of the best press that Trump has gotten since he took office, and it's for probably wrongfully killing – well, it was for absolutely wrongfully killing foreigners, unjustifiably attacking a foreign nation, and acting like the U.S. was the lynch mob of the world.
You know, the thing is that that's what he cares about. It was, you know, I have the people and screw you and fake news unless you're saying nice things about me. And now are they not as fakey news if they say something nice about you in your presidential when they get on board with their foreign policy and so on? So are they better fake news now? Oh, Mr. Carter. There is the Bill O'Reilly thing. So how does this... this is what I found out. You know, kind of you overlook, you know, from the orbit, you're looking at what's going on. You have Murdoch. He gets divorced. He's older. He passes it down to his kids. His kids want a clean house and a bunch of misogynist, sexist, we're going to take care of him. And Ayers is gone. O'Reilly's gone. And they're going to remake it in the form of CNN Lite or what? What's going on?
Interesting question, Ernie. You're asking the wrong dude. I don't have any inside scoop on that. Basically, I know what I've heard. It's interesting to see how Fox will shake out. It's a work in progress, and I'll be curious to see how it impacts other News Corp media properties.
Well, we just had a story up yesterday at Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity, their iHeart Radio kind of script they're doing, muscling in on you're not making any money anymore. Because this is, they've got all their board of directors that have all been overlapping on all these different corporations and industries and everything, and now they're putting it all to bear with, we're not putting money here anymore. We're going to advertise over here. We're going to do it this way. This company goes out and this airwaves. And I've been screaming for years, don't get dependent on these systems. You're just being collectivized onto some little farm that they're just fencing in. It's like giving wheat to the hogs in the wild, and all of a sudden you close the gate, you know? And I they're gate closing now. So I don't know, where is the great freedom-oriented network communication hub source that's out there? I mean, is it InfoWars? And they're gone. the pressure is coming, man, and I'm wondering if you're feeling it.
I'm not feeling it because I don't have advertisers. So, I mean, I'm just kind of here throwing rocks at the government from my computer.
Oh, rock throwing. You know, you getting more published? Yeah, I'm starting to see James Bovard popping up all over the place. You know, didn't you just have something in USA Today a couple of weeks ago?
Yep, I've been doing a fair number of stories for them, and it's always fun to raise hell in the
venue. Okay, well, when we come back, I want to talk about what kind of stories get promoted.
The Free State Project has reached its goal of 20,000 liberty lovers.
Is it Trump-loving, communist, fascist, candidate A or B kind of articles, or is it biting hard down on somebody's ass? What is it that they're paying for that they want to have your stuff on? I mean, you know, they're going, we need James to write about this.
Most of the stories which they've run of mine lately are stories which I've pitched them, so it varies more with other markets. Every now and then someone says, hey, you know, how about you write about this? So I think a lot of the media is just still kind of watching and trying to figure out what's going on. A lot of the liberal media has just gone so far. I mean,
comical.
Yes, and it's sad because there's a lot of bad things that Trump's people are doing.
No, James, I gotta tell you, man, I gotta let me vent. You know, this I've been covering.
Oh, you vent?
Oh God.
Oh. I can't imagine.
Well, you're in deep. Well, let's put it this way. You can see the freaking Washington Monument from the roof of your whatever, okay?
My roof isn't that high. It's not like your hotel you stayed in.
Well, whatever. You go like
which
this.
Which is now a Hilton hotel.
You go, all right, can you see the Washington Monument from your neighborhood?
No.
If you got up on top of a building, could you see it?
There's only one building which would do that, and they don't let me in.
Okay. Yes, you're close enough to Washington, D.C. You're in freaking
I'm
Washington, D.C.
15 miles away. Hey, technically I'm outside the Beltway.
Anyway, so you go, hey, is there a metro station near you that goes to Washington, D.C.?
Yes, Ernie. That
D.C.?
Was one, see, that was one which I encouraged you and Donna to take when you visited here back in 2008. But nope, I'm going to drive in the city. I'm thinking, all right, good luck, dude. They got all the damn speed cameras there every two blocks.
Yeah, we did. I just don't like being at somebody beck and call stuck in the subway in San Francisco. Like Keith here, you know, he was in San Francisco just yesterday. You know, a friend of mine. You know, Keith, you want to say hey?
Hey, James Bovard.
You know, hey, Keith, how are you?
Pretty good, mate.
So Keith knows who you are. He came in. He goes, ooh, aren't you having, where's James? I thought he was going to be in the front. No, second hour. So, you know, you got a fan. So he was in San Francisco when the power went out. And so we talked about that a little bit. But so one more reason not to be underground. And oh, even better, let's go under a vacuum tube on Elon Musk's Hyperloop between Los Angeles and San Francisco and it go out while I'm stuck in a vacuum tube. I can see the disaster movie already. There's going to be an earthquake. But anyway, my thing is that there in D.C., I'm just wondering, is K Street doing well? I mean, are the mansions getting
doing
built?
Doing very well. Doing very well.
Yeah, the surrounding counties outside of Washington, D.C. seem to be the most affluent per capita income, per capita whatever dollar measurement you want. Alexandria, Maryland. It's amazing how much money's flowing around that.
Businesses are booming.
Yeah, that's true, except for Prince George's County, where the cops kill everybody.
Okay.
Well, that's where all the minorities are, you know, red line segregated, locked down or something.
It's not red line, but things are changing in Montgomery County. I mean, it's there's been a big shift in demographics here. A big scandal. There was a gang rape in a high school here of a 14-year-old girl by an 18-year-old freshman and another 17-year-old guy who had just come in the previous year with Obama's sanctuary program.
Hold on, here we're coming back.
So you can receive our tweets at twitter.lrn.fm. That's twitter.lrn.fm.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
All right, we're talking to James Bovar. He's been a good friend for a long time. First time I came across James, God, 94, his Lost Rights, and that came out. I was like, wow, this guy so freaking gets it. Government's bad, they're bad. You know, but I'm wondering, you know, now when you publish, you know, a big newspaper, USA Today, Washington, Wall Street Journal, this, that, New York, stuff, see you everywhere. And you're kind enough to let us put it on Freedom's Phoenix. So I'm going, what can we look forward to in this administration? I mean, less war? Probably not. Less taxes? I'm still waiting to see on that. Less or more or something? What are we going to get?
Well, it's hard to say, and I want to clarify that I'm not suggesting anybody trust Trump. I mean, I feel the same way about him as every president who followed Reagan. Just a very, very dubious. I think that we'll get less regulation. We might get a less screwed up healthcare system, though they're not really going to the basics and trying to fix the horrendous disincentives and waste the government has imposed. On war, it's appalling what he's done with Syria. It's appalling the saber rattling with Russia. It's unclear. I think Hillary Clinton might have been worse. I think if Hillary Clinton had become president, with the U.S. might be bombing Damascus now in the same way that the U.S. bombed Belgrade when Bill and Hillary were president back in 1999. It's going to be interesting to see how things it's interesting to see so many leftists out there in the street protesting and saying that we've got to resist and Trump is Hitler, this, that, and the other. And, it would be great if people paid more attention to the peril of tyranny. And perhaps one good thing is that more Americans are recognizing that America is not immune from tyranny.
Yeah.
So I don't know this is going to have any lasting impact. I think if Hillary Clinton had won and was doing the same things that the same people who were protesting would have no complaints.
You know,
not all of them. Not all of them. There are exceptions.
You know, we just had an article. You'll like this. You're on a good day. We had two articles that are written that were in the first hour. If I don't have a guest, you know, I'll just go, you know, the top news stories, you know, what's the most popular. And I got a bunch of stuff here, like, you know, the Nevada Bundy trial. You know, they just came out.
Oh, yeah.